Well now, battle is well and truly engaged. And we're there at the gates of the city of Mansoul. Emmanuel, with all his army arrayed, Diabolus having tried to secure some advantages and been told he'll have none from Emmanuel. And so finally, there is Diabolus, and he begins to think it's all up with me. So he's going to do an absolute wrecking campaign, try to destroy as much of the city as possible before Emmanuel arrives, because he knows he's defeated, but he's going to just make things as bad as he can. But Emmanuel is wise to him, the Babylonians. And so as they come now to the city to mount the final onslaught against Eargate and Eygate, he says to his soldiers, just deal with the Babylonians. Spare the people, but any Babylonians, slay them. So they come to Eargate, and finally, after more trumpet blasts, they come in. They're in the city of Mansoul. And Emmanuel establishes his authority there at the gate, and he sits there as now ruler. He has now begun his campaign in earnest, and the city basically now has been breached. It's all just a matter of time. And so there he is, and he sends his troops out there, his trusted captains, to go and to deal with the Babylonians. And one of the places where they make a beeline straight for is Mr. Accorder's house. Because actually, Mr. Accorder, who stands, doesn't he, for our conscience, he's actually got out of prison. Because if you remember, Diabolus, because he kept shouting out every now and then and warning the people, laid hold of him and tried to really lock him up, but he escaped. He's now in his house, and he's kind of barricaded himself in a bit. But Emmanuel's captains come into the house, they knock it down, and there he is, inside, absolutely aghast, saying, "We have done such wrong things. I am guilty. I knew what the truth was. I didn't speak up for it. I didn't shout for it. And I let these things happen. And I am absolutely shocked and ashamed." So anyway, he's beginning now to make some sense, except all he can see is death and destruction. Can't see a future. It's just death and destruction. We're worthy only of death and destruction. And in the meantime, Lord Understanding, he's also on the loose. The Lord Will Be Will, he's realized he's in trouble now, and he's trying to keep out of the way, and he's hiding here. But some of his allies, they're being felled. So Mr. Prejudice, he's now finished. And Mr. Put It Off, always delaying, making a decision, "No, we'll think about it." He's met his doom as well. And some of the others too that were Lord Will Be Will's assistants in trying to keep the city under Diabolus. But now he's realized the game is up. And so in the end, he, Lord Understanding, and Mr. Recorder, they come together and they draw up a very short letter to Emmanuel, to say how sorry that they are for all that they have done, and realizing that they deserve nothing, and pleading with him to show them mercy. And they deliver it to Emmanuel, who doesn't respond. Doesn't say, "Very good," doesn't respond. And instead, he now is going to go to the place where Diabolus has sort of got in his bunker, which is the castle in the middle of the city. And the people see Emmanuel coming through, and they're in wonder at him. He's so glorious and good and holy. And they, "Oh, what did we do to refuse to have him, Lord, over us?" And so they're watching him, and they're trying to read from his face whether he's going to be sympathetic to them. But he's still very stern, very stern. He's going to the castle, and there he tracks down Diabolus. And Diabolus, well, he's sort of holed up inside there, and they summon him out, and he won't come. But anyway, they drag him out, and they strip his armor off him and chain him up. And he is told, "You're now going to be cast out of the city." There's great rejoicing amongst Emmanuel's troops. They're all singing for joy, because that's it. That's the game up now. The devil has been pushed out. He's been expelled. And they chain him to Emmanuel's chariot, and then they process through the city, and there he is. And they sing, "Captain captivity and taken captive. All that stood between us and God. Sin, the devil, hell. All of it now completely under the dominion of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's our deliverance. That's our hope. And so Diabolus was taken out, cast out there into the wilderness, and he sort of slinked off there, grumbling and threatening and the rest of it, but told, that's it, you can't come back in here. So he goes off in that direction. Emmanuel's soldiers are all absolutely overjoyed at this great result. We'll see where it goes from here, because that is by no means the end of John Bunyan's book, but we'll follow the story a little more. But there we see the result. When God's Spirit works in us and brings conviction of sin, and the conscience is suddenly working as it should, and now the will has been sort of turned right around. That's God's Spirit. We can't make this happen. That's God's Spirit. And suddenly, we're seeing what we couldn't, wouldn't see before. The glory of Christ. Our dire, dire spiritual need. And now, things are beginning to be on the up for man's soul. Are they on the up for you? Let's sing our second hymn, 147. O Thou My Soul, Forget No More. That's 147.